Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Ein Donen, we don't judge. Leis HaShevet. This is if you have Roiv of a Shevet. Shevet, like Shevet Ruven, Shevet Shimon. If you have Roiv of a Shevet that served by the Zara, Bemezid. We only pass in their fate with a Bezdin of 71. My naf can mean if it's Roiv of a Shevet or a single person, the Vaidah Zara is a Vaidah Zara. The answer is that if Stam someone serves a Vaidah Zara, he's Chayv Misa. For that, you have a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. But if all or most of a Shevet serve the Vaidah Zara, then they have to be judged by the Sanhedrin Agadol. Vaitra says a Mishnah Velayas Navi HaShaker, also to punish a false Navi. You need a Bezdin of 71. The Batanura shows how we learn these things from Psukim, Velayas Kayan Gadol. To judge a kain gal, you need a bezin of 71. The aim at seeing a mulchemes had a shus. El al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. There's mulchemes choiva, a war that they were obligated to fight, and there's mulchemes had a shus. Mulchemes choiva includes the mulchama against the shiva amim that lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the mulchama against the Molech, or defending Klal Yisrael from an attacking army. For any other reason, it's called a mulchemes had a shus. So the Mishnah says, "Ve'im etzil mochemes harashos." You cannot go out. Well, mochemes harashos can't start such a war. Ella al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. The Sanhedrin of 71 have to agree. Vayter zok the Mishnah ein moisifim. We don't add on aluir onto the city. That means the city of Yerushalayim v'alu azarais or the azara. Ella al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. Unless it's approved by a bezin of 71, meaning the big Sanhedrin. Yerushalayim has a certain kedusha. Has a kedusha that other cities don't have. If you want to expand Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin Agadol has to agree. The same is true for the Azara. The Azara has a higher Kiddusha than Yerushalayim, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. To extend it, you would have to have the permission of the Sanhedrin Agadol. Now, all the towns in Eretz Yisrael had a Bezin of Chaf Gimel. All the 12 Shvatim had a Bezin of Chaf Gimel. The Sanhedrin Agadol had to leave their home in the Lishkas Hagazes, in the Beis HaMikdash, and travel throughout the land and establish courts, create the bezin in each of the towns. Zakta Mishnah Vayter in Eisen Sanhedrios la Shvatim. You can't make these smaller Sanhedrins of 23 for the Shvatim. El al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. Vayter Zakta Mishnah in Eisen Irhani Dachas el al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. What is an Irhani Dachas? If you have a town where most of the residents in this town, most of the people who live in this town serve the Vaidah Zara, because some of the people who live there convinced them to do so, that town is called an Ir HaNidachas, a town that listened to the wrong people. And those who are guilty of Avodah Zarah receive the Misa of Saif. Saif means they were killed by sword. When a single person serves Avodah Zarah, he's Chayav Skila. Also, the buildings of the town and whatever was owned by the residents of the town are destroyed. You're not even allowed to rebuild the town, the Pasuk says. That's called an Ir HaNidachas. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Oysen Ir HaNidachas, El Al Pi Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. A Bezin of 71 has to decide whether indeed this is an Ir HaNidachas and to execute the judgment. Ve'ein Oysen Ir HaNidachas Basafar. Let's say the town was on a border between Eretz Yisrael and another country. Destroying a town on a border kind of gives an open door for your enemy to attack. So the Batanura says, if this town is on the border, Bezin would execute the Chiyuve Misa, but the town is not destroyed. Oso V'loy Sholesh. If there are three towns that are all Ir HaNidachas in one area, we don't destroy those towns. Aval oisen achas eshtayim. But Bezin could turn one or two towns into Ir HaNidachas, even though those two towns are next to each other. According to at least one opinion in the Gemara, there never really was an Ir HaNidachas. But the Torah is still warning us through Ir HaNidachas how careful we have to be to listen to the wrong people and how easy it is for the Rabbim to be swayed to avoid the Zara. Okay, quickly chazzering over our Mishnah. Our Mishnah gave us a list of things that you need the Sanhedrin Agadol for. The first was not to judge a Shevet that was accused of serving Avodah Zarah. For that matter, the punishment of a Navi Sheker, punishment of a Kohen Gadol, it has to be through a Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad. We don't go out to a Mulchemes HaRashus, meaning to say it's not a Mulchem against the Shiva Samim, it's not Mulchemes HaMolech, unless there's a Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad. If you want to add on to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is more Kedusha than the other parts of Eretz Yisrael, or the Azara, or the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do it only through a Bezin of Shem Ve'echad. Smaller Sanhedriyois, of Chav Gimel have to be set up for all the towns and for all the Shvatim, and the Bezin of Shem Ve'echad has to leave the Lishkas HaGazis and travel throughout the land and set up the Sanhedrin. And here in Nidachas, which is a town where most of the people who live in the town serve the Vaidazar, there are special halachais, that could only be decided upon through a Bezin of Shem Ve'echad. We also won't destroy the city if it's on the border or if there are three cities that are next to each other. But two towns could become an Ir HaNidachas even if they're close to each other.